Another teretz is, the Gemara says, the chavili zmaris. Let him stand on top of straws. Chavili, pieces of branches. Let him stand on the branches of the zmaris, of the vineyards. Rashi says, agvuyim in oritz, shlosh tvachim. Like if you set branches high three tvachim, and now you cause the elephant to stand up on top of these branches, which are three tvachim off the ground, that's also considered you're making hagvoh here. Considered you cause the elephant now to be off the ground three tvachim. So Chitz, if you cause him to be up three tvachim, even though you're not holding him up there, but he's up there because of you, you set these three tvachim worth of branches, that now the elephant is standing on top of it, that's also what we call the Kinyan Hagvoh. Yeah. Mishnah says right now. Nechosim Sheishlem Achrayis, which is property, karka, nicknam the kesev of a star of chazaka. Yeshlem Achrayis means you'll always get it back. It's something that's always around. It doesn't get lost. Property doesn't get lost. It's an Achrayis. So nicknam, you could acquire property, the kesev, by paying money for it. Uvishtar writing Ishtar of Chazaka, making a Chazaka, going down to work in the fields. Shein lemachrayis, what about things that are not like property? That means metaltlim, things that move around utensils. Is they nikne meleba Mashicha? There the kinyan is only with Mashicha, not with Kesef or with Shtar. Now the Mishnah says though, Nechosim sheish lemachrayis, niknim im nechosim, but Nechosim shein lemachrayis, is nicknam im nechosim sheish lemachrayis. And if you want to buy of somebody two things, you want to buy property of him, and you also want to buy kalim, you want to buy plates. So the locker is, when you buy the property with the kesev of shtar of chazaka, if you make a kinyan in the property, either with paying for it or writing a shtar of chazaka, if then automatically the kinyan agav, you also kinda the utensils also. That's called the kinyan agav. If the same person is selling you these two things, he's selling you karka and utensils, so when you make a kinyan in the karka, aga, because of the karka, you also automatically are kinda the utensils also. And another Chiddush the Mishnah says, v'zoikin es anechosin sheyesh lo machrayis lishov aleihim. That even though usually we say the klal is on karka ein nishboim al karkois, you don't have to swear on karka. But if I'm asking you for kalim and for karka, like I say, I lent you 10 kalim and I also let you use my karka, and you disagree, so if you have to swear on the kalim, that's called zoikikin. Once you have to swear to me about the utensil that there is a shvua, I could also make you swear about the property also. That's called zoikikin. Once you have to swear for me anyway, for the metaltlim, I could also make you swear what's nagay to the property also. Like Rashi says, Afagav v'yein nishpoim alakakoyis levadim, even though you don't swear on property by itself, yeah, k'naflam v'shvuas, but hecha detor no kelim kakoyis. When I say you owe me kelim and kakoyis, and you have to swear for me for the metaltlim, I could cause you to swear also for the kakoyis. That's called zoikikin, that the metaltlim make you swear for the kark also. Alright, turn over. Now the Gemara says like this. Bekesev minolan. How do we know you could buy karka through money? Omachiski, Omachor, the Pasuk says, Sodois bakesev yiknu. You could buy fields with money. For the Gemara v'yema, dike shtar, but maybe you need a shtar also. The Yechsev, because the Yemio, they said at the end of the Pasuk, it says, Bekosev basefa v'chosum. You should write it down on the sefer and sign it. So maybe you have to have a shtar also. So the Gemara says, Iksev, if it would have said, yiknu lipsoif, if it would have said the word, and if it would have said the word yiknu at the end of the pasuk after the cost of a safe of the cost of a yiknu, could have come it. Then it would be like you're saying that you have to have shtar and money, then you could be koina. But hashtag the siv yiknu mi koro kesev koni. Now that it says right away the sodois by kesev yiknu, it says the word yiknu right after the word kesev, his mashma with kesev alone, you could buy karka. So you do not need shtar, kesev alone is enough. That's how we know kesev is good. Now, and shtar raya biyamhu, that the pasuk says at the end, the cost of a seif of the chosum, you should write it down and have it signed, that's only a good etza, it's a good advice, that you should have a proof that you bought it. But the actual kinyan could take place with money alone. Omar Rav says, Loishonu, this was only learned, Ela b'mokam shein kosvin es a shtar. Where the minig is not to write a shtar, The minig is just to pay money, then you could be kerned with money. But if the minig of this makom is whenever you buy property, you always write a shtar also, then like kerned. Then lemaisi, you're not kerned the property until you write a shtar also. The Rashi says, the chiva, the regilim b'ochi, since this is the minig to always write a shtar, loy somcha daitad lakeach adenoket shtara, that the one that buys it is not really same of das until he receives a shtar. And v'yikra daita liknois ala shtarhu. Therefore, since the minig is to write a shtar, that's your proof. So we say, your das is not to really buy it until you receive the shtar. Therefore, here, money does not help. You have to have a shtar. But v'pirish, if he says clearly, either way, whether I want the kesef to help by itself, or whether I want the shtar to help by itself, he could explain himself. Because really, the Mishnah says, each one is a good kinyan by itself. And the Mishnah says, ki ho derav idi barava, like rav idi barava. Kizova, when he went to buy property, Omar, he said like this, Ibina bekas bikni, if I want to, I'll buy it with money alone, paying you money. Ibina, if I want to, bishtar ikni, I'll only buy it, like have das to buy it, to buy it, if I receive a shtar. What does that mean to say? Ibina bekas bikni, if I want to, I'll buy it with money. Di b'isu lemeheda lemetzisu, that if the owner wants to retract now and say, I don't want to sell to you anymore, so the buyer of Idi has the right to say nothing doing. Listen, because I made up before that if I want to, the kinyan could be with money alone. So I paid you the money. True, you didn't give me a shtar yet. But I'm speaking out now, b'shas, I gave you the money, it's up to me. If I want to, I can be credited with money alone. So why did he say that? That he wants to have the upper hand. That even if the moicher, the seller, wants to retract, now he can't retract. So why didn't he just say the money? Why did he also say, if he wants to be correct for shtar? Because he wanted to have the up hand that vi bina bishtar ikni. If I want to, though, I only want the kinyan to take place when I receive the shtar. Why? Vi bina lemehedar hadarnavi. Because if I want to retract, I still want to have the rights to retract. So therefore, we left the option up to himself whether he wants the kinyan to take place either with the money or with the shtar. And he has the upper hand both ways. Then the Mishnah says, with shtar, you can be carrying the property with shtar. Minolon, how do we know? Elaine, if you want to say, Mishum, the Siddhapasik says, V'kosam, Asayt of the Chosam, they wrote it down and signed it, V'yayid Edim, and the Edim signed, for the Gemara Nova, Amrit, you just said before, Shtar Raya B'Almahu. That was only for proof, but the actual Kenya was with the money. How do we know you could actually buy the property with the Shtar alone? Elamehok, rather from here, the Pasik says, V'ekach es Sefer Amakna. You should take the Sefer Amakna, Mashma, the Sefer the Shtar that you bought with. Omar Shmuel says, L'shonu ele b'shtar matona. There's only a shtar if I give you a present, the karka. So I can write you a shtar matona. Avo b'mecher l'kon v'ashitin l'idomim. But when I sell you my property, then the kinyan only takes place when he actually pays the money. Trashi why the l'goma moicher amakna the kibul domim. Because the moicher, the seller, does not have real das to sell his property until he accepts the money. Now the afagav the kibul domim, even though he accepted the money, boy yishtar still needs a shtar. Elahecha the parish only if it says clearly one alone is enough. But if he doesn't explain himself, then in astam and this mokum is a mokum, it's right a shtar, you need both money and shtar. Moser Rav Nun asked the question, Bishtar Ketzad, where is there a case that you could be kinder with a shtar? So it says, Kosov lo alanir, you wrote on a piece of paper, oil acheros on earthly kli, afal pi shem bem shemaprot, even though it's not worth a shemapruta. Even though this piece of paper, the shtar, is not worth a penny. And still, you're right, though. Sodai mechur lecho. I want to sell my field to you. Sodai nesun lecho. I want to give over my field to you. Harezu mechur nesuna. It's called a good sale. It's called a good present. So you see, even by writing your shtar alone without money, you could sell property. So how could you say it's only with money? A shtar only helps for matana. How could Shmuel say a shtar only helps for matana and not for a sale? Here it says still I could sell my property with shtar. So Gemara says, "Who moisav love whom afarok lo?" He asked the question and he answered it. B'moicha sadeyu mifnei rosa. Here we're talking about when you're selling a bird field. If you're selling a bird field, here we say for sure you have das to sell it. You just want to get rid of it already. So here, as soon as you write the shtar, here the shtar helps. But if it's a good field, that you're no rush to sell it, then we say the moicha, the one that's selling it, does not really have das to sell it with the shtar alone, but rather he wants to wait till he receives his money. Rav Ashi says the matana bikesh nitnuloi. That really the case there was he wanted to give it for a present. It's no kasha and Shmuel. There the Mishnah is talking about he wanted to give it for a present. That's why Shtar helps. V'loma kosov le'losh and mecher. How come he wrote down in it I want to sell it to you? K'dei liyafas is koychoi. Just to give him a better and upper hand over it. That's why he wrote it b'teras ha'mechira. But really it was only going b'teras ha'matana over there. And Rashi says, Rav Ashi yomahach ma'asisim b'noisim ma'atana mari. Really there we're talking about when you're giving away a present. The kula chodi, it's one case. V'lav, and that's not oy, two separate cases. Elakach v'kach kosov loy. I'm writing like this. This field I'm selling to you and giving to you. Why did he say this for? Why did he say I'm selling it? If it really only means to give it for a present? So the answer is, liyapa says koychoy, to give you the upper hand. Shim yigveno baal choyv shel noisim emenu. That if a baal choyv from the first one comes and collects it away from you, yoshev elov, you'll be able to go back and get your money for it. Like a sale is always called bachrayis. If I sell you something, and then later my bachov comes and says that this property belongs to him, so loch, after they take it away from you, you bought up the achrayis that you have a right now to go back to the market and say, give me back my money. See, if you only received it from matana, or matana knew, it comes easy, it goes easy. You don't get anything back, there's no achrayis by matana. So the reason why there he wanted to write in the shtar that I'm selling it to you, even though really all he wanted to do was just give it to him for a present, was to give him an upper hand. That lo yitzui, if it would happen that somebody would take away the fields, you would still be able to collect the money. But I call upon him, we owe shtar alone is enough. Well, even according to Shmuel, Rashi learned this only because that was the meaning of the makom to use kesef also. But about the shtar is a kinyan, you could buy karka with shtar alone, if that's the meaning of makom. Uve chazok, then the third thing is the chazok, go to work on the field. Minolan, how do we know this? O machiski, chiski zom makro, the pasuk says, v'shovu b'yarechem asher tifastem. They go back to your cities that you grabbed. V'may tifastem, how did you grab it? Yeshiva, just by sitting on it. So you see, sitting on property, that's called a kinyan. The very v'shmol ton, the pasuk says, v'yarashtem oisa, v'yashavtem bo. You should yash in Eretz Yisrael and sit in it. Bama Yerashtem, how do you have the Yerusha? How do we conquer Eretz Yisrael? The Yeshiva. The fact you're living on it. The fact you're using the fields. That's called Chazaka. With Chazaka alone, you can be kind of the fields. Then the Mishnah says, V'shein le'machrayis anikdim elu b'mashicha. But utensils, metalslim, that the king is Mashicha. Minolan, how do we know this? The Apostle says in Mayikra, V'chisimkeru mimka li'am isecha. You sell something to your friend. Oikono, you buy something miyara misecha. So it says, miyad amisecha, from your friend's hand. So idashna means, dovra nikna miyad liyad. It means something that the kinyan is, miyad liyad, that's called mashicha. Trashi, miyad liyad, dehainu mashicha. Why is it called miyad liyad? That's you're dragging it with your hands. That's called miyad, dovra, oikon miyad amisecha. For the more of the question, though, the Rabbi Yechna, Rabbi Yechna, Shitter is the yom that he always says, teva teira moyas kindness. That midiraisa money is a kinyan, even by metaltlim midiraisa you kind of money. That's what we say you have to make a mashicha. It's only midirabonin, because we're afraid that maybe somebody will pay you for these things, and then you don't care about it. So you don't care if it burns down. You won't watch it; that it won't burn down. So midirabonin, we say even though I paid money for your wheat, kozman I do not receive the wheat. I do not make a mashicha in it. It's not mine. But it's only with the Rabbanon that you have to make a Mashicha. So how do you know this? For Michael and Meimah. So Gemara says, true, takanta the Rabbanon katoni. Then what the Mishnah means, that you kind of metaltlam with Mashicha, true, it's not saying a din diraisa, it's only saying the takanta with the Rabbanon. With the Rabbanon now, the locher is, that kesef is no good. With the Rabbanon, you have to make a kinyan Mashicha. Even though with the diraisa, kesef is kind even by metaltlam. Weiter. Then the Mishnah says, Nechosim Shein Lamachrayis. That what, if I sell you property and utensils, and you make the kinyan in the property, so you automatically coin the utensils also. Minon, immediately, how do I know this from? Chiski says, to Yomachro, the Posek says, V'yitin Lamavim, the father gave them, Matonah's presents, Im Ore Mitzuras, the Yehuda, with fortified cities in Yehuda. So Mashma, with the cities, with the property, he also gave them the matonis, the utensils. Therefore, there's such a kinyan agav. But Iboilu, you have a question like this. Binan tziburin oiloi. That I'm selling you now, the utensils, does it have to be on this property? Tzibur means piled up. that the utensils have to be on this property. Oy loy, maybe no. The utensils could be someplace else, and the property is over there. Still, if I'm matan you, the karka, and you kind of the karka, you also kind of the utensils. So this is a shayla. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Chof Lohom Ralef. The bottom Gemara, again, the Lohom was Nechosim She'en Le Machrayis. When you sell somebody property, karka, and metalim and utensils, says a kinyan of agav. So Mor says, we know, and immediately, how do we know this? The pasuk says, "Vayitin lehem aviya matonis." The father gave them presents, means movable presents, utensils. Im orim mitzuras biyuda, with the fortified cities in Yehuda, mashma with the karka. So the fact that wherever it was made a kinyan in the karka, he is also kinda. He also receives the metaltlim with it. So now the question was, iboylihu beinon siburim oiloi. After we said the utensils, you could acquire them with the karka, do they have to be on top of the karka or not? Sabura means on top. Like Rashi says, when you go to make the kinyan, either the kesef, the shtar, or the chazok in the karka, do we need that the metaltlim should be in this karka? Or else no, even though now it's not on the karka, still if the same person has das to give you both, if you make the kinyan of the karka, with that alone you also acquire the metaltlim. So Mor says, Toshima, come in here. Omer Rabbi Yosef says, Toshima, come in here. It says, Rabbi Kiva said, Karka kolshu chayeves bepeya. No matter, even if you own a very small amount of property, what grows on it, yichaye bepeya. Peya means you have to leave over the end for the aniyim. If you're growing whatever, you're growing their wheat, so the little bit, the end part of the week, you have to leave over for the aniyim. Over bikurim, you also have to give bikurim from the peiros that grow from it. You have to give bikurim.